Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Outdoor festivities and pellet barbecuing, that's what it's all about this weekend, thanks to those who have served our country. In memory of many, in honor of all. Here's your host for the next 3 hours, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio, right here on 720 WGN.
Welcome to House Smarts Radio. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here with you. This hour of our program is sponsored by Ace Hardware, wetandforget.com. and Espoma Organic Liquid Fertilizers. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I am in a undisclosed remote location this morning. Good morning to Doma T. Good morning to Joe Brand. And good morning to Lindsay. How are you guys?
Good morning, team.
Nice to have you guys with us today. Sorry I'm missing you. Joe was out last week. I'm out here. I'm up in Wisconsin.
I feel so neglected.
I know. I'm going to make it up to you, I promise. You know, Domiti, you were given that that weather forecast, and it's going to be in the 90s. And, you know, I love being outside. I love being on the water, enjoying myself. But, you know, as I'm getting older a little bit, I mean, try and working out. But, you know, when you get older, you put on a couple of pounds. You know, remember when the old-time guys used to have the bathing suits in the where they had, like, the it was almost like a onesie?
Yes.
I want to bring that back.
No,
like the striped
please.
Top and the short sleeves.
Please don't.
No, I think I could do that.
I
that
have
way,
this image in my head.
Well, I mean, you were talking about all the barbecuing. You know, when you eat all that stuff and you get older, it's tough. You know, and I'm thinking, could I bring that back a little bit?
The straw hats,
right? Well, we got to protect ourselves from the sun, right? Not easy.
I'm not in agreement. I'm scared. I'm scared.
You don't? Right? Yeah. All right. Okay. Fine. Well, Lindsay was bragging to me off the air when we were talking about how she was. She just went to the doctor's appointment and got and was. Well, what was it? What did the doctor say?
Oh no, I couldn't just share this information.
Oh please.
Okay. Well, so I had a physical this week, and my doctor said, oh, and of course, my first thought was, "Oh my God, what?" As he was reading through my blood levels,
right?
Oh my God, what is it? Give me the news. And he said, "You have some of the best cholesterol levels I have ever seen."
Right.
And I said,
you know why that is, Doma T?
Why is that?
Because she doesn't eat the barbecue like you and I.
Is that what it is?
She's a vegetarian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you eat your Cheerios?
I do eat Cheerios. I just bought some. Thank you.
Is that the secret?
Well, I don't understand. Is that the secret? Yeah, is that
that's
the secret?
That's the thing.
That's what I always remember from the Cheerios commercials.
Oh, yeah. It's heart
healthy. Oh, yeah. Heart healthy.
Right.
Be happy.
Right.
Be healthy.
Right.
So, not bragging.
And I'll be there in my striped onesie out at the pool with my straw hat. Hello, you kids. Bring me another burger.
That makes me feel bad. I'm the guy on the beach in the t-shirt. I got to get my summer body together.
Yeah, you got to still got to work on that. What do you yeah. Are you a regular exerciser? You were talking about all these races. Are you a runner? What do you do, Doma T?
Not at all.
Like nothing.
I lift the
really?
Remote. That's it.
Really?
I
you
do
just
nothing.
Got the good metabolism going because you look like you're in pretty good shape. Joe Brand, you're kind
thank
of a tall,
you.
Thin drink of water.
Oh, why, thank you.
What do you do, Joe?
I try to stay active. I sit on my butt and talk about baseball a lot, so any any chance I get to do anything active, I'll do it. I'm eating hot dogs all summer. It's
oh,
kind of rough, but
yeah.
Anytime I can get active,
right.
I'll go and do it.
Right. I like to eat hot dogs. I don't need to get
it gets a little old.
Yeah. We, my wife and I, just this week went to our son Quinn bought a pack of tickets at Wrigley, you know, out in the bleachers, you know, you can buy those kind of packs. He's like, oh, I'm, you know, bought these tickets and you and mom can go to a couple games and blah, 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 blah. He's out of town and he had something for work. And so we went, she and I went to the game. What night did they lose 10-0 against Cleveland? Tuesday?
That sounds right. Yes.
Sounds right. Yeah. And so we go to the bleachers. You know, it was a cool night. It was very nice. And we had just sat down. We found a couple spots in the bleachers. We sat down, and we weren't there 45 seconds. And this Cleveland fan behind my wife spilled an entire beer on her back.
Oh no!
An entire beer.
It was
45 seconds.
It wasn't that hot that day, right?
No. It was a. I mean, it was a beautiful evening, but it was cool. But and if it was hot, an entire beer My poor wife, they're soaking wet. They did not start out well, and the game didn't end well either. Ugh.
David went last night, and I'm guessing that he would have welcomed the beer because especially where he was sitting, he was dying. He kept texting.
It was so hot.
It was so hot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Right in the sun, and
Maybe that's what Domati, you and Joe should do, is what Joe's always at the baseball game. You just go there and you sweat it all off.
That's the trick.
You don't have to do anything.
And just pour beer on people and say, hey, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah, right. Right. You're welcome. You'll thank me later when you're sticky. Anyway. All right, we got a lot coming up on today's show. First of all, we're going to take your phone calls at 312-981-7200. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning. We have a Noodaloo 2 for your outdoor festivities that I think you're going to find useful.
Orange you excited?
Orange you excited is your little hint to this, so that'll be coming up. Then Mike Stephen alluded to the fact that we are going to be chatting with the Traeger ambassador, and he's the founder of Meat Church. That's new. I haven't seen that. We'll have to ask about that. Because May is National Grilling Month. It's almost over. But we're going to talk to the official pit master over at Traeger Grills. And it's a really interesting product that I'm telling you, if you want to really spice up your grilling, this is something I think that you're going to really want to listen to, because I'm a big fan and I'm learning more and more every time I try and do something. We're going to learn from a guy that does this all the time. And then after 9 o'clock this morning, you know, Steve Bertrand does those trips, and he's got another one of these trips to Ireland. And it's one that includes a concert with Van Morrison and Joey DeFrancesco. And it's being hosted with Dave Hoekstra, who writes about music for the Sun-Times and also writes travel books. So he is the absolute perfect fit. We're going to talk with Dave later on this morning as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines right now. In Moments, Illinois, Mark is on the line. Mark, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thank you very much. My question is about termites and an interior wall. We're on a slab house, so there's no basement, no crawl space. And at some point during our renovation, apparently some termites decided that they were coming up through a floor crack, and we have not been able to get rid of them. We've sprayed the exterior of the house. We've had a termite guy do the rotting all the way around the exterior. They've drilled three times. They've drilled holes through the slab in the exterior, trying to inject it underneath, and they're still in that interior wall. And
in a specific interior wall?
Yeah. Well, at least that's the one that keeps showing damage, and it's indicating, I mean, I can't tell exactly where the swarmers are coming out from, but I know they're going up that wall and into the attic, because they're poking, every now and then they poke through the drywall exterior.
Ooh. But you're having professional work done, and they can't eradicate this issue.
No, and they won't guarantee it because of the slab and the... And I've had Terminex come out, and they want to lay traps around the exterior. And the kid was so young, I didn't feel super confident. And
well, the traps though are underground, right? That they want to put.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the property. What's around you?
River. We're right on the Kankakee River, we're about 300 feet from the river, and there's an organic herb farm right behind us, and so they water regularly.
Right.
You know, we did have some wood mulch that was near the house, and we've gotten rid of most of that because of this problem. Mm-hmm. But so I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss. I was hoping for some expert advice.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know enough to talk to you about what the, you know, you've already had the professionals out there, and they're certainly, they've got more of a chemical, you know, cocktail that they can put out there with the different traps. The exterior traps, though, I think would be a wise decision based on the, you know, the tenacity of these things keeping coming back. Now, that interior wall that you talk about, is it exposed now, or it's drywalled over right now?
It's drywalled.
Okay.
It's a finished wall with trim and everything.
Okay.
But we've had them. It's a wall that goes along the hallway, so it's about 3 or 4 feet from the exterior of the house. Probably 4 feet from the exterior, and it's outside of a master closet. So we'd opened up the master closet trim and had them drill down through the through the trim inside the master closet, down through this.
And they've treated all that like with a boric acid or something like that?
Not with a boric acid. They drilled, they hammer drilled down through the foundation and ran their rod down in there and injected the liquid chemical that they that they treat the ground with.
Right.
Boric acid, though, is that something?
Boric acid is sort of the it's the secret recipe of the exterminator world. And the thing is, the liquid that they're drilling in there, I mean, I almost wonder, like in that 3 foot interior wall. At this point, you got the professionals. They're telling you, we can't guarantee this. We keep treating this. You should keep having this problem. In that closet, if it were me, I would remove the dry. I would remove the trim, and I would remove about a foot of the drywall from the floor up. So I would just snap a chalk line and cut that out. So I expose the bottom plate of the wall.
Okay.
And then boric acid that you're going to buy in a gallon jug and use a little puffer. Okay. You buy this little puffer. It looks like an accordion that you put in your hand, and it's got a little tube on it. And you pour a little there, and I would puff that bottom plate along the floor, when the termites come and they walk across this, it gets into their ectoskeleton, and when they walk all over each other, it gets all over their ectoskeletons. But I would do that in conjunction with the traps on the outside to try and catch them and draw them out.
Okay. And is the
it sounds like it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, is that a liquid or a powder?
No, it's a powder. It's a powder.
Okay. All right.
It's a powder. And if you go to a good hardware store, we'll have that.
Okay.
And you got to be careful with it, and you got to...
Be careful because of what?
You just got to be careful when you're putting it down and wear gloves and follow the instructions on it. But a puffer is essentially, it looks like a... It looks like a little accordion that you could squeeze, and then you push it out, and then you puff it in there. It's got a little tube, so you can put the boric acid down in there. You go and ask that at the hardware store, and you'll find that as well. I appreciate the phone call. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Got a problem around your house you just can't figure out? You might want to call Lou, just saying. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Well, it started out.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Beautiful Memorial Day weekend. I went last night to... our beautiful and smart and talented Flannery Harmon's high school graduation at Marion High School in Woodstock last night. It was very nice. All these smart kids getting their diplomas, and it was really fun to be there and see her graduate. It was a lot of fun. So congratulations, Flannery. We love you. She's heading off to be a Billiken. Any ideas? Billiken? Anyone? Bueller? Home of the Billikens. Don't all jump in at once.
Not Millikan University, is it?
No, that Millikan is where I went. That would be Big Blue. Billiken, if you're a Billiken, you go to SLU, St. Louis University. It's like a made-up thing, Billiken. All right.
I think Millikan, Billiken's really...
Right, I know it would make sense, right? But they're not. Anyway, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Clyde is in Chicago. Clyde... You're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you, sir?
I have three things that you could handle them pretty quick, I would think.
I'll hope.
Two
I'll try.
Comments, and one is we need help. Well, the first thing is I wanted to compliment the wet and forget company because I've been using it for a couple of years now, and it works really well.
What are you using it on?
Well, there's we have a home in Sawyer, Michigan, and the roof is gets covered with it's moss and mold and mildew, whatever is up there. It's pretty intense because it's a very wet environment. So I get up there and I spray it with the wet and forget, and I did it for the first time last summer, and it worked really well. So that's positive. And the question I have for you is, we have a pretty big lawn there, much bigger than the postage stamp size lawn we have in Chicago.
Okay.
It's 2 years ago, we started getting moles from the neighbors' homes, is my guess, because I used to see the molehills over there. And I've really tried almost everything. Put out three of those electronic stakes.
Right.
I got the higher end ones. Higher end. They're like $29 a piece, $19 a piece. Like
boy, you are a big spender there, yeah, Clyde.
I know. But put out three of those, and the moles just they kind of
go around it.
They went around it, and they're everywhere. And the kids can't really play on our lawn there because it looks like something from like a John Wayne movie. You know, when he was riding his horse and he did a. You wouldn't call it a mole hill, what, a prairie dog hill or something like that, and would throw them. Well, these are like hundreds all over the place, and it's really ugly. It's ugly and not safe. I was wondering if you had any experience with moles.
Yeah, they're very difficult to get. They're very difficult to eradicate, and in particular, if you've got an issue next door, you need to first treat that lawn.
They left next door.
Oh, now they live in your yard.
They like our place, yeah. Right.
Yeah, so you've got all the bugs in, and you need to eliminate the bugs in your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do something. Well, there's a couple things you need to do. I would treat it with an insecticide, for a lawn insecticide, and you've got a couple of Scotts has a product, Bonide has a product, and you're going to treat the lawn. And the one nice thing is since it's a second home, you can treat it and stay off of it for a little bit, you know, because I assume you go up on there on the weekends. So I think it's under the Roundup name that Scotts has this product that'll kill up to like 100 different species of insects on your lawn, and I would treat that. But then I also want you to rent. So here's what I want you to do. One weekend, I want you to – I'm sorry?
One of these rollers with spikes on it?
No. A flat roller. But first I want you to treat it with the insecticide. So like this weekend you're going to treat it with the insecticide, like before you leave. Then when you come back, say you got to water afterwards, depending on the product that you use, so be very careful of that. The other thing is when you're using any of these products, I want to make sure that you're not like on the spreader wearing your flip-flops and your shorts, because you want to make sure that you're protected when you're putting it down. So put this down. You're controlling the bugs, which is a food source for these moles, and you want to get rid of that. Then you're going to rent a lawn roller. You're going to end up watering the lawn, and then you're going to roll this out to collapse the mole hills and try and level things out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those sonic spikes that you bought, they do work, but they only cover about a 30-foot diameter circumference. So if you're going to use those, you have to use them. You have to use them more frequently. You have to get more of them, and that's the natural way to eliminate the issue. Now, there's certainly poisons that you can use for these moles and voles, and people don't like when I talk about that, but that is an option. That's up to you if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There are also
using that.
What's that?
I don't think I'd be using that because my wife is a super-duper environmentalist.
Right. So, I mean, and again, it's just choices that people can make for themselves. I'm just trying to offer options. Right, options for you. But the other thing is, there is a shake that Bonide makes called Repels All, And they also have a specific repellent for moles. And it's a repellent. It's not a poison whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So if you were to use the combination of treating the lawn for insects, rolling over the pathways, using the spikes in a more concentrated area, maybe even a couple more, and don't feel like you got to buy the high-end ones. Buy the battery-operated ones for, you know, $14. Those work just fine.
Solar-powered, so I could leave them alone for long periods of time.
But the battery will go all year, and C batteries cost a lot less. So, I mean, that's up to you. But if you do that and then use the mole and vole treatment that Bonide has as a repellent, I think if you do this combination of the three things, you'll be in pretty good shape.
Okay. Could I ask you one last thing?
Sure.
So, a couple of summers ago, I think it was Permaseal came out with this new approach to raising sidewalks. And this is also the place in Sawyer. We have one sidewalk that is, it's fallen about, I'd say 6 inches. And I've tried everything. I've tried digging around it. I've tried using pry bars to get it up. And I can't do it. I tried driving the car over one of them to, you know, push it down. that didn't work.
Right. Right.
So what I did last summer is I just sprayed it with white paint. You know, I used masking tape on it and sprayed it with the white paint so that people don't trip on this thing, because it's pretty, well, long story short, I called a Permaseal, and they put me in touch with somebody in, I think it was Indiana or Michigan, the place is in Michigan, right over the border, and they never came out. Three times they said they were going to come out. I was just wondering if they don't have it in other states, and they just, and I talked to this person at the company, and he said he was going to send somebody out, and the third time I was actually there and nobody showed up. I was just wondering if they have that service in other states, or it's just in the Chicagoland area.
The product is called PolyLevel, and it is available in many, many different areas. I believe it's part of the Basement Systems dealer group, I think. But I know Permaseal has been very successful in installing that in the Chicagoland area. But if you were to do a little search of PolyLevel, you may be able to find an alternative contractor in your area that can come out and service you to get that done. And it really does work. Literally, you can drive the car on it after 15 minutes of the install. Clyde, I really appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 7:48 in the morning. We'll be right back. Make it easy on yourself this spring. Look for proven winners, flowering shrubs in the distinctive white containers at your favorite garden center. Yeah, you do that. Shrubs, you're outside, you're gardening. Maybe you're outside enjoying yourself and you're thinking, I really wish that I could have something that could help me enjoy my outdoors even more. Our new Tolu 2 is going to help you do that. Take a listen.
This week's new Tolu 2 is the orange screw. Guess what it is? Yep, a big screw-looking thing that's orange. Clever, right? But what's ironic about it is that it's so much more than just an orange screw. The Orange Screw Ground Anchor is an innovative and easy-to-use screw-in ground anchor with virtually hundreds of uses in your own backyard, at the beach, deep in the outdoors, and everywhere in between. For starters, if you still haven't figured out what a ground anchor is, think about a tent stake. They can be used to hold things down, secure them in place, or even tether animals such as your dogs or horses. I have a horse. Do you have a horse? Orange Screw Ground Anchors are lightweight, rust-proof, nearly indestructible, and made entirely in the USA from 100% recycled materials by a family-run business in White Salmon, Washington. Other than using the Orange Screw for camping trips and avoiding your tent from stirring in Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Other uses are to tether your animals, lock your bike in place, secure lawn or camping chairs, secure holiday decorations, awnings, trampolines, and they're really easy to use. You literally just turn them clockwise deep into the ground, and you're done. Sizes come in small and large, and they start at $6.95 for a single. You can find out more at orangescrew.com. I'll put a link and a photo up on Lou's Facebook page so you can see what I'm talking about.
That's this week's New to Lose 2.
Lindsay's right. It's a big, giant orange screw. So you would think, that's what we're talking about? But it's kind of a cool idea, going to the beach. Didn't you sent me a note, didn't you take the girls quickly to the beach yesterday? It's all sandy, and brought...
Nightmare.
What?
the sand that is everywhere.
Well, that's at the beach.
I know. Right. I love it. Messy.
If you bought one of those minivans with the vacuum cleaner in the back, you could do that, but you're never going to have a minivan, are you? Yep. You know, it's funny because when we had kids, it was all about the minivan. Like, everybody had a minivan.
Here we go.
And then
I know.
Then it just kind of went away. Like, everybody made a minivan, and now I don't think there's that many people to make minivans anymore.
I'll say when I'm in a minivan, like, my friend actually just got one, and I mean, it is like a hotel. It's amazing. They're amazing. But I don't know. Maybe we'll get there.
We had a lot of kids. And so when we bought our first minivan, I remember it was it was from a sponsor on WGN Radio that was like in, where were they? St. Charles. It was like a Chrysler minivan. This is, oh my gosh, how old are my kids? 20-some years ago. And we drove all the way out there to buy this minivan. It was really nice. And the first time, I think it was right before the 4th of July weekend. So it was like coming up. It's like an anniversary of our first minivan. And I remember we were after the fireworks that we went to Wilmette, and we were driving up to Wisconsin afterwards. And we had all four kids and all our stuff in the minivan, and all the kids were passed out asleep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I are driving in the minivan, the really nice minivan. And I go, look at that. Look at the kids back there all sleeping. I go, that's why we bought this car.
I'm sure.
What are we talking about?
The orange screw.
Oh. So when you're at the beach and you have the big shade, like the thing you want to, you know, the tent or whatever.
Right.
It's like a giant corkscrew with a little loop on.
Or if you bring your pet to the beach and you want to, tie him up, you just.
Yeah, I guess with the longer one, that would work. I mean, if you had Enzo, do you really think Hammy, you could tie him off to that and he would stay?
I guess my point. Or at camping or at the park when you want to tie up your pup.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's really cool. And they're super affordable and they're sturdy and it's just a big orange screw. That's the kind of thing you can throw in the back of your minivan and or your SUV or your bag. And you can use it for a myriad of things. Mm-hmm. That I think will be quite useful for you this time of year. Absolutely. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name is Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 8:11 in the morning. This hour of our program is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And by Fox Home Center, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up after 8:30 this morning, we're going to talk with the Traeger ambassador and founder of Meat Church, which I was just on their website, Meat Church. They have some really cool rubs and recipes and gear, which is kind of cool. I said, Lindsay, since you're not a meat eater, you would think it would be funny for you to wear like a Meat Church shirt.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Like, wow, what kind of, why? Well, I don't eat meat.
I don't eat meat.
I don't eat meat. I just thought, you know, this is the closest I get to it on a shirt, on a t-shirt. But we're going to talk about barbecuing, and certainly people think about Memorial Day as a time to barbecue and do all that kind of stuff. So we're going to learn a little bit more. And I'm going to actually pick his brain about what I'm going to do this week. And then you just mentioned to me, Lindsay, to text Mike Stevens because he has food in the lobby, and he goes, "Oh, I just left, but I'll come back for the food." So he's coming back. Anyway, let's go back to your phone lines. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, and in Chicago, that's where Ruthie is. Ruthie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lou. You are the funniest. And you are the smartest. I just love it. Okay, I won't take too much time. Anyways, the ceiling, it's a two flat. And in the basement, the ceiling is coming unplastered or whatever you call it. And the wood is showing. And it was wet because on the second floor, the radiator blew a whatever, and we had tons and tons of water. Anyways, I want to know what kind of person do I call to come and check it out and do whatever needs to be done?
Because
they ain't going to do it.
Right, right, right. Is this something, Ruthie, that, in other words, when you look up at that ceiling, are you seeing, are there holes in there, or is it just that parts are flaking off, but the...
I just see the wood.
Oh, so big chunks came down.
Yes, in just one area, and obviously it's the bathroom, so every time I take a shower, I'm worried I'm going to fall into the basement.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a couple things. I think that probably your best bet is to do a painting contractor, and that way they could come. They could come and open that area up, make sure there's no mildew and mold up there, and then they could repatch the drywall and/or plaster and finish it all up.
Okay.
That's who I would probably contact. And one of the places you can go and look is the NARI website, NARI.org, NARI.org. And that way you can find a really good painting contractor with your zip code in the area that they work in and have them come in and take a look at it and fix this up once and for all for you.
So you don't want to come over? I don't live far from the 8th where you're at. So
I could, but I'm really busy this weekend, and I have to tell you something. I'm good, but my drywall work, while I can do it, it takes me a little bit longer. And when you get the good painting contractors, they really know how to do it well. So go to NARI website, and I think that you'll be able to find some really good people to work on that area. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. I mentioned to you Memorial Day weekend, and we're talking about some grilling coming up, but also it's important to remember what it is that we're here to really honor is those that gave that biggest sacrifice for us to be able to enjoy Memorial Day weekend. So please think of those that sacrificed for us at some point and honor them, because it truly is amazing, and we are all blessed for the bravery and service of those men and women that gave that big sacrifice for that. And I know that myself personally will always appreciate that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mary Jo is in Bloomingdale. Mary Jo, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Love you like everybody else.
Oh, thank you. How can I help you?
I put in a deck last October, a brand new deck, and finally had it stained this week. My problem is I had a semi-transparent stain put on the first coat.
Okay.
And it didn't really cover, so I asked them to put another one on. And now it's all cracky. You know, it dried, but now I went back to the paint manufacturer, you know, to the place. And they said they think that it came out, the painter put it on too thick, the second coat. He's a professional painter, and I think it might be the paint.
What was the paint?
What kind?
Yeah.
Sherman Williams.
And it was a deck, and it's a deck paint, not a deck stain.
No, a deck stain. I'm sorry.
Okay, but is it a? It's a semi-transparent oil.
No, I don't know. I have the can, but yeah, I didn't. I don't know.
Because the way you're describing it, Mary Jo, it sounds like it's a deck over product that's a water-based paint.
Let me just see.
Because if it was a semi-transparent oil stain, you would see the grain
formula. It does say waterborne formula.
So it's a paint. It's not a stain. They call it a stain, but it's a paint.
Really?
And so. Right, so the issue is this deck that you said it's only a year old.
I had it built in October.
Yeah. So the first time, yeah. So here's the thing: these waterborne deck paints, There's a bunch of different makers. Benjamin Moore makes one. Sherwin-Williams makes one. Cabot makes one. In my opinion, those products, Rust-Oleum makes one too. In my opinion, those are for decks that are where the wood is not in really good shape and you're trying to get a little more life out of this deck before you rebuild it. It is not, again, in my opinion, what you should be using on a newer deck. What should be used is a semi-transparent oil-based stain that gets absorbed into the wood, and when it wears out, it doesn't peel or crack, it just fades, and then you do a little bit of prep work, and then you restain it, you know, down the line. And, you know, if you listen to my show with any regularity, you know that I really like this product by Penifin, which is a rosewood oil-based product. Now, what can happen with these waterborne stains and or paints, I wish they didn't call them stains, and, yeah. And I think it's semantics in why they call it a stain. But if it's too hot outside or it's too much direct sunlight outside, when the painter goes to put it down, it dries too quickly, and so it doesn't adhere, which is where all the peeling comes from. So the critical part of all this when you put it on is that it has to be a cooler day. You have to put it on in not direct sunlight so that it dries more slowly to adhere. Now, you have a couple choices. You can either hire somebody to come and remove all that paint and then try and go with a semi-transparent oil stain over the top, which will be a lot of work because you got to do a lot of sanding, or have the painter come back, sand and scrape the loose paint, and
it's
then
not loose. It's not loose. It's not.
It's
like
just cracking.
Up. It just looks. It looks like it's like marbled or something. I don't know how to explain it.
It's crack. The finish doesn't look good.
Right. It right. looks like.
So my guess is underneath. My guess is what happened is that when it went down, the material was too hot. The wood's even hotter, and when that paint goes down there, it dries too quickly, and that's where you get that marbling effect or that, you know, kind of the finish is inconsistent. Whenever you're using these products, you can't do it like on a weekend like this. It's too hot and humid. It's got to be cooler, and you got to try and avoid the direct sunlight, and that application process will allow this to go a lot more smoothly. I wish the paint manufacturers would slow down how these things get applied, because they're so worried about everybody getting it dry so they can enjoy their deck that I think it impedes the quality of the film. That if they put some additives in there to slow down the drying process, I think they'd have a lot more people happier with the end product, even though it would take a little bit more time. I appreciate the phone call. It is 8:21 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio, with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's the number that Carol called. She's in Janesville. Carol, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How can I help you?
Well, we have a two-story home, brick on the lower level, and I noticed the other day that wasps are going in little holes in between in the brick mortar, in the mortar.
Right.
Now, how do you remedy that if you're a do-it-yourselfer?
So I want you to go to the hardware store. Actually, you have a terrific Ace Hardware in Janesville. I've been there.
In our town, too.
What's that?
We have one in Mequon, a great one.
Oh, yeah. Well, go see them and ask them for foaming wasp spray, hornet spray.
Okay.
And it's going to have a little tube on the end of it that you can put on there, like if you were using a tube of WD-40. And in a perfect world, do this in the evening, Carol, when they're dormant, and stick that in the hole and spray it. And I want you to count to three and then run.
Okay.
Okay? And I want you to do it two consecutive days in a row.
All
now,
right.
These holes that you're noticing, are they down at the bottom where the brick meets the foundation?
No, a few feet above.
Okay, good. Because a lot of times down low, there's little holes in there that's they're weep holes to allow moisture to drain out if it's a frame house with a brick veneer, which sounds like what you have. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to fill those holes, but up top, after you do the foam and you've eliminated the issue with the wasps, you can buy a little, I mean, it's mortar that you want, but you could buy a little gray caulk in those holes, maybe the easiest thing to do, and just squeeze a little gray caulk in there to match the mortar. Okay. Or you could buy a little 10-pound bag of mortar, and you could mix it with water. And then wearing rubber gloves, you're literally going to take it with your thumb and scoop in there and kind of put it in the hole to kind of make it match if you want to just make it mortar instead of the gray caulk.
Okay, but either would be as good.
Either would be fine.
Okay, great.
You got it?
Okay, I do. I have one more question, if I could.
Yes, ma'am.
The lintels above doorways. They were showing rust coming through, so I had my husband, get some Rust-Oleum and put it on there after he supposedly scraped it, but the rust is through again. How do you do that properly so that it fixes the problem?
How come you don't believe him that he scraped it?
Well,
how about a little, how long have you been married to that man?
49 years.
Okay. So that's why you know he didn't scrape it. So have him go scrape it. Have him go scrape it. God bless you, 49 years. That's great. Have him go scrape it. Then use a Rust Stop primer first by Rust-Oleum. And that Rust Stop kind of actually does a chemical reaction with the rust to keep it from coming back. And then top coat it in the color that you want. Scrape, a little light sanding, Rust Stop primer, top coat over the top of that. Hopefully you make it to 50 years. 49 years, that's amazing. God bless you. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Hey. We'll be right back.
Oh.
This is going to sound funny. I'm really glad I'm a man.
Why?
And I want you to take this in the right way, but it was really hot outside. I wish I could wear a dress. Because I bet it's really comfortable when it's hot.
So you think that like a little breeze would feel good?
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, Lou, go ahead. I mean, who's going to stop you?
You know, that rejoin is funny. But now I got a guest on the line who doesn't really know me. You know, that would be the kind of thing you just do with the listeners.
Oh,
now
wait,
he's
you
listening,
also
going,
have a million listeners listening as well. I mean,
who's the guy?
Don't know
who's
you.
This guy I'm on the radio with talking about grilling and he wants to wear a dress? Thanks a lot.
Hey.
Welcome back.
You got it.
House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Can I tell you something? I was at my niece's graduation last night at Marion High School, and it was in the gymnasium, and it was warm. You know, it was one of those events, Lindsay, where everyone's using the program as a fan, you know?
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law, Matt, Flannery's father, you know, was in a shirt and a tie, and I was wearing actually, we've come to the conclusion that I'm turning into Tony Soprano. There's a picture of me. And I'm like wearing a short sleeve shirt that's untucked, you know, with my pants. And I look like Tony Soprano. I'm turning into Tony Soprano, which I guess is okay. But it was very warm. And we're in the thing. And I was looking at all these women in these, you know, sleeveless dresses. And I'm going, man, I wish I had a sleeveless dress. So I guess it's appropriate. Is our guest still on or did he hang up?
Oh, did you want? Oh, that's right. That's me.
Did he hang up? Joining
Hello?
Me
Hello?
On the phone line right now is Matt Pittman, who is the Traeger ambassador and founder of Meat Church. I've had a chance to talk with Matt on our other shows in New York and L.A., and he's kind enough to come on today in Chicago as well. Matt, thank you for joining us. Hopefully you won't hang up.
No, of course I won't.
How is it that the last two times that we talked, we didn't talk about the Meat Church, and now I get on that website, and all I want to do is buy half the things that's on the website.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know. Well, last time we talked, it was really early. I was competing at the World Championship in Tennessee. I was like on 2 hours sleep, so didn't really think about telling you about it, I guess.
Wow. So is the Meat Church thing part of your deal, which how the Traeger people and other partners have come along to find you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I started out on Barbecue Pitmasters, ultimately created my own line of seasoning and barbecue-related merchandise, and that's kind of how I'm known. And through that, Traeger has come into partnership with me, basically.
I'm on your website right now, and I'm looking at all of the photos and and all the different rubs and stuff that you have, gourmet garlic and herb and holy cow brisket injection and barbecue bacon rub. I mean, all that stuff looks just fantastic. Do you make all, now you're based in Texas, right?
I am. Yeah, it's all made right here, just out of Fort Worth, Texas. I mean, whatever you do, don't go to our Instagram page because that's just going to make you hungry, and it's way too early to way too early for that.
Well, you don't know this, but my producer Lindsay, we were chatting about this earlier, and Lindsay is a longtime vegetarian, so she doesn't get to experience all the love of, you know, barbecued meats and whatnot. And I said, I think it'd be funny for you to go to the meat church and buy like one of these shirts and just walk around with it. Oh, that's such a cool shirt. And she said, well, you know, I don't eat meat, but
yeah. Well, I've converted a number of vegetarians in my time.
Oh, really?
Well,
I've done some cool caterings, and I get, you know, like from country music bands, and they say, hey, by the way, we have 10 vegetarians. And I'm like, you want the guy called Meat Church to make your vegetarian meals? All right, so whatever.
And have you done that when you did that kind of catering?
Yeah, I have to, yeah. So
sure.
We've catered last year we catered for Dierks Bentley, and he had 14 vegetarians, including 4 pescatarians. And so if you want those cool gigs, you gotta make what they want.
That's so cool.
Love it.
Well, you became an ambassador for Traeger, and I have been talking a little bit. I think the people here on WGN know I've talked about the fact that I own a Traeger as well. But let's give the audience a little bit of a background of exactly what a Traeger pellet grill is and what some of the uses are for people.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, a pellet grill is really – it's a really easy grill to use. So – you know, we're trying to prevent people from going and buying your typical gas grill that's just going to rust out in a couple years and just frankly at the core not taste as good because you're cooking with gas. So with a pellet grill, you're cooking with 100% wood, but it's easy. It's not like you have to light a big fire and manage it. You literally just turn the dial to the temperature you want, you know, light and hit an ignite button. And an auger feeds these wood pellets into the fire pot and, you know, starts your grill and maintains it at that temperature the entire time. So I always tell people it's as simple as coming home on a Tuesday night at 6 o'clock and turning it on 325 degrees, you know, and 20 minutes later you're grilling your chicken breast or, you know, grilling your steak or whatever you want to do. So it just takes the complication out of grilling.
One of the advantages, too, is Traeger offers a bunch of different types of pellets, right, which can change the flavoring of whatever you're putting on that smoker.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a door on the back of the pellet hopper that you can just open and the pellets can fall out so you can easily change the flavor out. So I can go from hickory to cherry to alderwood to whatever I want to do really simply, you know, so you don't have to have 8 big wood stacks in your backyard, so that really helps you. So if you know want to cook a brisket today, you might want a heavy oak, and tomorrow you want to cook a fish, or you want to go light with a pecan or an alder, you need to switch and change.
Right. The other thing I think, now you've been grilling a long time, and you've been using a lot of different types of equipment, of course. But I think when a lot of people hear the word smoker, Matt, they think, oh, it's a lot of work, you know. I mean, I gotta do this and that. And the thing that I have been so surprised by in my limited time using this, you know, when I cook for my friends, and that's what I do, you know, just when we were preparing today, as a matter of fact, I mentioned earlier that we're entertaining for the Memorial Day weekend, and I'm going to use my Traeger, and I'm doing a 15-pound ribeye roast.
Well,
you got any tips on that for me?
Man, that's perfect. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to cook. So, you know, I like to go pretty low with it. I would probably be at about 250 degrees, and I would go with a heavier pellet like an oak or a hickory, mesquite, maybe pecan, because I want to put some serious smoke on that.
Right.
No, and you really don't have to do a whole lot to it. That's a big piece of meat, so it's going to cook a little unevenly. The middle is going to take longer to catch up with the edges. But I'm looking for medium rare, which is 130 to 135 degrees internal temperature. And you'll just kind of want to watch the end of it and the middle of it. And like I said, the ends will cook quicker. They'll probably be closer to the 140s by the time the middle is where you want it. But the beauty of a prime rib is you can cut that thing right in half, and then you can kind of serve your guests what they want based on their preference. So like a lot of ladies sometimes like it more well done. You might serve them the end piece and then keep the perfectly cooked middle piece for yourself.
I'm taking all these notes right now. That's really good information. Okay. But so the interesting thing about this is the ease of it and using this all. And when you're entertaining and you're cooking for folks, the beauty part of the fact is that you just set it and forget it and go do something else.
It really is that easy. And so I teach barbecue. That's what I'm passionate about doing. And I always told people, I don't care what you cook on. I'll do me, you do you. And people have different things going on in life. But I'll tell you what I found recently. People are so busy. I have 4 kids. So, you know, the beauty of it is right now I can turn my Traeger on 250 degrees. I can leave and go watch my daughter play soccer. I can run the, you know, Home Depot, whatever, and come back and the thing is going to be dead on 250 and it's going to be perfect and I don't have to worry about it. So it's super consistent. And it, like you mentioned earlier, some people hear smoker and they're like, oh, I don't want to go buy this big trailer thing and manage the fire. You don't have to. This thing will do it for you.
Yeah. And they have a bunch of different sizes, too. I mean, there's big ones that, you know, if you're entertained a lot, there's smaller ones. I think you and I talked on a different show that they now have a tabletop version, which I thought was very interesting. You know, a lot of people who live in condominiums or in townhomes, they have rules that you can't have grills. But technically, a Traeger smoker is an appliance. It's not a grill.
That's a great point. I've got a number of friends in apartments that have been able to, what I'll say, would get away with having a Traeger, whereas they couldn't have like a propane grill on their patio because it's a big open flame. These have a fire pot. It's pretty small and it's covered by a plate. So when you open it, you don't actually see the fire unless you lift the plate out. So
it's contained. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. What are you cooking this Memorial Day weekend? Are you doing anything for fun or you got to work?
No, so it's all for fun. So this is actually the first weekend we have off, or actually the second weekend we have off the entire year. So we're excited to just kind of relax. Fortunately, I have a friend having a birthday party, so he wants a couple briskets. That's probably the number one request. You know, in Texas, we got to cook all things beef. So
right.
There'll be a lot of that going. And I've got to produce some recipes this weekend, so I don't really call that work because I get to eat it. So I'm cooking some bone marrow stuff. I'm smoking some bones from some cows and doing some different things with those for a recipe I'm writing. So it'll be a good fun weekend.
All right. So if people want to find your rubs and the different injections that you make, as well as some of your great workwear, I suppose you call it, what's the website for your Meat Church product line?
It's easy. It's meatchurch.com. And most people know us from our social. We have a very large Instagram account, you know, just intended, like I said, to make you hungry. So you can catch us there as well. And lots of cool stuff going on there, recipes and stuff we could, you know, help you out with.
That's awesome. And then for the Traeger, where do they go find more information about Traeger Grills?
So TraegerGrills.com. They also have fantastic social. And I always tell people, even if you don't have a Traeger, you should get their app. Their app is loaded with the coolest recipes in barbecue, and they come out every, you know, constantly. So really good resources on their app as well.
Matt Pittman, he's the Traeger ambassador and founder of Meat Church. May is National Grilling Month, so who better to talk to than a pitmaster? Matt, thanks so much. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
You guys too. Thank you for having me on.
That's awesome. And by the way, as you know, my wife and I are ace dealers, and a great place to find Traeger grills is at your local Ace, participating Ace store. They have full line of Traeger grills there, and they really are something else. It will become your favorite grill. And don't get me wrong, I've got Weber. I've used those Saber grills. Those are all really good grills. This is a specialty item that when you want to make food that is truly different tasting, it's a really good reason to buy a second grill. And you can buy them in different sizes, and you will be amazed. You're listening to Lou Manfredini. This is House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to North Lake, where Scott called in. Scott, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. My wife, Lisa, and I listen to you every Saturday.
Thank you, wife, Lisa, and Scott. Thank you. How can I help you?
My question is, I've been living in my home about 20 years. We love our neighbors, love the neighborhood, but we need to expand because we got grandkids, and there's going to be more on the way.
So congratulations.
Thank you. What is the cost effectiveness of looking for a new home or having a basement put in my existing home? Now, part of that problem is the the floorboards of my new home do sag a little bit. So if I put the basement in, that'll be fixed as well. It's kind of a win-win situation. But what's the cost effectiveness about moving or getting a basement put in?
You have a crawl space?
I do have a crawl space.
And if you were going to give me the dimensions of that foundation, if you had to guess, what would you say it is?
If I had to guess, wow, that's a good question.
The width and the depth of your house.
The depth of my house, I mean, the crawl space is actually a crawl space. You crawl down there.
No, I understand. No, but I'm saying that the what is the footprint of that foundation? Is it 30 by 50, 30 by 40?
You know, let's call it 30 by 40, and that's a very rough estimate.
Okay. All right, so here's the thing. You love your neighborhood. Is this a single-story or two-story home?
They call it a one-and-a-half, but it's got dormers up top, so I call it a two-story.
Okay. So I'm going to throw out a rough number that to put a basement in that house is going to cost you $50,000.
Okay.
That's an unfinished basement.
Unfinished, right. I was going to go with the unfinished because I would have other people do the electric and things of that nature.
No, but I'm just saying for a foundation guy to come out, okay? Now, that is, there's a lot of variables here, right? That's that the access is there. Like, can I get a machine? Do you have enough room in your space where you live where a bobcat can go around?
Well, I do. The problem with that is my patio deck that I just had put in 2 years ago probably would be sacrificed for that.
Perhaps.
Right. And that's the thing.
So now you look at, let's think about this long term. So we're talking in round numbers here, right? And I'm just putting a guesstimate. So if I spend $50,000 to put in a full basement, okay, now I have to finish that basement, okay, and conceivably this whole proposition could be $100,000.
Wow.
Now, if I add $100,000 to that house, can you sell it in 10 years?
I probably wouldn't get back what I would have into it and had put into it.
Right. So that is your deciding factor. And the thing is, if you like your neighborhood and you like where you live and it's all those things go in there, you have to go into this saying, I'm going to build this the way I want to build this, but I may not be able to get my money out of it. And your timeline for that kind of investment is 10 years. And so anything shorter than that, you know, you look at it saying, you know, and the thing is that, you know, Scott, things can change in all of our lives. You know, we all want to live forever and do whatever. But if you like where you live and you want to stay there, think about other ways to add value to this thing. And you could start getting estimates and see what happens. You know, I mean, that's the one thing, too. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's $75,000 instead of $100,000, but I bet I'm close. Good luck. I appreciate that. Glad you got the grandchildren on the way.
Got a problem around your house? Call Lou. He's taking your calls till 10 right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeling all right.
That could happen on Memorial Day. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. This hour of the program is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Anything you have going on around your home and need help with, just give us a call. happy to help you out. Hey, we've got a brand new House Smarts this week. We're in the middle of putting new shows together, so check out House Smarts on WGN Television, 10:30 Sunday mornings. Coming up at 9:20, we're going to talk with Dave Hoekstra, who is hosting a trip to Ireland that also includes a concert with Van Morrison and Joey DeFrancesco. Dave writes music for the Sun, writes about music for the Sun Times, and also writes travel books. This is a perfect fit for him, and he also is on WGN Radio as well. We will talk with Dave about this new trip coming up to Ireland. Sounds like a lot of fun, and what's going to be part of that itinerary, and see if that's something you might be interested in doing. Let's get back to your phone calls right now at 312-981-7200. I'm going to Carol in Willowbrook. Hi, Carol. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Wallpaper, the soffit, you know, in the kitchen. I'm wondering how to, if I could use my wallpaper steamer on that.
To take it off?
Yeah.
You own your own wallpaper steamer?
Well, yeah, I do.
Wow. You absolutely could. That's probably the most effective way. I mean, you're going to want to take a, like a paper tiger or something like that to perforate the border first.
Yeah, let me tell you what I have. I've got that scoring tool,
right?
And I have a scraping tool, and I even bought that spray wallpaper stripper. My question was, that steamer lets out a lot of water, and how do I protect my microwave and my cabinets? Because that soffit runs on, you know, two sides of the kitchen there, and I've got the border. And I thought, wow, I guess I could do the slow way just with the scoring tool and the spray. But that steamer works wonders.
I would buy, depending on how the cabinets are oriented, go to the hardware store and buy some lightweight plastic drop cloths, you know, like 9x12 or something, or they may even have a 9x8 or a 10x12 or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, take it, open it all up, and then use painter's tape and tape it to the top of the cabinets where the cabinets meet the soffit.
Mm-hmm.
And tape it all across that area where you're going to work, and then drape that over the base cabinets, right?
Okay.
And tape it to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that any water that hits that would collect down at the floor. And if you were to put a couple of old beach towels or anything there, mm-hmm. just to grab that water so that you could get a ladder and work on that soffit up above, does that physically sound possible, like how it's oriented? I mean, I'm trying to picture how it all looks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just picture a condo kitchen, you know, two sides.
Yeah, so it's recessed back a little bit. And that way, with that steamer, you're going to make really quick work of that of removing that border on there, as opposed to doing it the slow way. Perforate it, do that, do all the plastic work. Well, actually, do mm-hmm. the perforation first so the plastic's not in your way.
Okay.
And then just go ahead and remove it and go to town. Appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our number. Tom's in Crystal Lake. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Two quick questions.
Yes, sir.
Your home, plaster walls, no vapor barrier. Can I use spray foam? And also, how do I repair a section of plaster wall in the interior that was pulled out due to vent removal?
Plaster walls, do you have, are the plaster walls over the top of 2x4 walls, or is it on furring strips?
It's on furring strips. With lath walls, and they're external, and they don't have a vapor barrier on the outside.
Right. But so the furring strip, so in other words, you only have about 3/4 of an inch of space.
Behind the wall, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably has some. I don't know. I mean, there's studs in the external wall, of course.
Oh, right. So if there's, but that's, yeah. So if it's a frame wall, and you have like 3.5 inches of depth inside that wall under the plaster?
Yes.
You could use foam. You could also use a product you may have heard me talk about a while ago called Aircrete, which is a cementitious insulation, which has a high R value and it's breathable and it won't burn. It won't, rodents don't like it. I mean, it's definitely an option to consider from a standpoint of price point, because both are going to be, it's going to be a substantial proposition to put that kind of insulation in a wall. It's going to make a huge difference if you have that 3.5 inch depth of whether or not you go with a foam or the Aircrete product. And I would get estimates on both. And you can just, you know, Google in your area insulation contractors that work in Crystal Lake to come out and give you an estimate. And then your second question was about fixing the plaster wall?
Well, the internal plaster wall between the two studs, it's all ripped out because it took out a vent for new air, for new heating. And now we got, you know, just studs, and we need to put new plaster equivalent between the walls now to match it up.
So the thing with that is that you'll probably patch that just with drywall, and then you'll the trick in trying to match the stimple on the wall is that you'll put the drywall on there, you'll joint compound and skim coat the entire wall with a joint compound. And then one of the tricks, I don't know if you're going to do this or if it's a painter, one of the tricks that professionals will do is once they skim coat it and the material is starting to dry, they'll take a dry roller, like a paint roller, and go across the joint material to kind of create a little bit of a texture that matches the plaster. And then the hope is when it gets painted, it blends. But if it's a... if it's like one, you know, outlined place where they put the ductwork, where it's this vertical, you know, two lines, it's very difficult. So you need a really good painter to do all this.
Okay. Good enough. I guess what my question was on the wall on the external is that on the internet it's saying that you can't put anything between plaster wall because it doesn't have a vapor barrier and it's going to, and the foam will bulge out and crack your walls.
Well, your plaster wall doesn't have a vapor barrier now. So right. don't believe every, so in other words, I've got that gap in the wall. If you, so that's misinformation on the internet. Okay. There's two things when it comes to insulation. You can either create an insulation envelope where there is venting, where you can get air going through there. But if you fill a cavity entirely with insulation where there's no air gap or any way for anything to come in, then I don't worry about any kind of vapor barrier because no vapor can get in. So if they come in with a foam insulation and they fill that void and they fill it all the way up, you know, from the exterior wall to the backside of the plaster, nothing can get in there. And so that's no issue. The same with the Aircrete product is that that actually allows it to breathe a little bit, and so that it acts as its own, you know, material to make sure that nothing gets built up where you've got a mold and mildew issue. So either one of those products is fine to use, and I think that if you fill that void, then you'll find that you'll get the most R value, which is ultimately what you want to have the home be more comfortable. But once you fill it solid, not a problem whatsoever. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name is Lou Manfredini. This is 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
And now back to House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Ooh, a little live rejoin. I like that. Welcome back, 9:26 in the morning. Let it play. I like this music. I could listen to this all day. I think I'm going to have to go with Dave Hoekstra to Ireland. Never have to worry. Joining me on the phone line right now is one Dave Hoekstra, who is hosting a trip to Ireland with the Steve Bertrand Extravaganza Trips, which will include a concert by Van Morrison and Joey DeFrancesco. Dave, nice to have you on the air this morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dave, you host the Nocturnal Journal. For those people that are up early in the morning with me, tell people what Nocturnal Journal is all about.
It's a little replay of my career at the Sun-Times, the stuff I did at the Sun-Times. It's like a little feature magazine. We do a little bit of everything. We do a little music, do a little travel, do just people who write books. You know, it's just like a feature-type show. We got a good show tonight. We've got a Bach and Beethoven ensemble coming in tonight. They're going to play some live music, some live classical music. They try to reconfigure all that. And then I've got a book coming out on June 1st, so we're going to celebrate the book. It's a book about camping called The Camper Book. And we've got a guy from Carnivore Inc. in Oak Park, and he's bringing in some food, and he does some very extravagant spam. So we're going to have spam in the studio tonight.
It'll and we're not talking about email spam. You're actually right. Talking about spam.
Edible spam. Yeah, it'll be a good show. Yeah. So, yeah. It's a little bit of everything. Kind of
That's nice. That's great. That's great. Well, you're taking a group of listeners to Ireland with the Steve Bertrand travel trip. Can you tell us a little bit about that trip?
I'm really excited about it. You know, I've never been to Ireland, and and I'm a huge Van Morrison fan. So, and I like books and I like pubs. So it's a great trip. You know, we're going to go to Dublin for one night, Belfast for two nights, Derry one night, Donegal one night, and back to Dublin for two nights. The departure is September 30th. And the highlight is I just saw Van Morrison last fall in Nashville. And the highlight is he's playing like a little supper club in his hometown of Belfast, Northern Ireland. And it's like a 350-seat place. And it's just to see him that up close and personal is really, really, really special and really, really, really rare.
That is so cool. You know, if you're a lover of any live music, whenever you have a chance to see a musician in those kind of intimate settings, it really sort of sets the whole mood, right? I mean, certainly going to see a Van Morrison or some other music. I mean, you wrote about music for a very long time. You know, and you go to these big arenas, and yeah, the music's great, but gosh, when you get a chance to sit up close and, you know, watch him drop his pick on the ground or whatever it is, and then get to experience that music, that's such a special opportunity for people.
Yeah, and it's good for what he's exploring now. He is kind of, and he did last fall in Nashville, too. He's exploring jazz idioms with Joey and stuff. So it'll be, you know, and the ballads, they'll just come off so well, like Crazy Love, and he did Moondance last fall. So, they come off really right in your face, really intimate in that type of setting. It's really fun.
I'm looking at, your itinerary and the things that you're going to do on your trip. The one thing that kind of stands out immediately to me is that this is a pretty affordable trip. It's 9 days. It's a private tour, obviously, from Chicago, as you mentioned, on September 30th. It's only $3,799 per person, which includes the round-trip airfare on Aer Lingus, which is a terrific airline, and all the departure and government taxes and fuel surcharges. And there's a single supplement if you'd like to go just by yourself, if you're not, don't have the double occupancy, for another $1,100. My wife and I had an opportunity to go on one of these trips with Steve's group to Spain. And the one thing that I will tell you to the listeners is the hotels and everything that you stay at are really, really nice. And that part of it is great because, you know, you're going and you're going to different spots and, you know, you want a nice place to relax in the evening or in the afternoon, whatever it may be. And your accommodations are really, really fun and nice.
Go ahead.
No, that's what I want to say. It's just a really nice group of really nice hotels and meals and all the stuff that's included. It looks like a lot of fun. And it's fun for you, too, that you said you've never been to Ireland before. So it'll be an exploration and a new event for you as well.
Yeah, it's an eye-opener. I mean, I've been to England. I've been to Germany. I've been to Amsterdam and all that. But, yeah, I've never been there. You know, I was excited. I was looking at the itinerary last night, the newly opened Titanic Belfast. You know, I didn't even know it was right there on the slipways where the Titanic was built. Yeah, so right there I learned something, you know. I'm really excited about seeing that hotel. And I know
that's cool.
A lot of Titanic elements on that day. So it'll be fun.
That's awesome. Well, good. So that's September, which will be here before you know it. I realize it's Memorial Day, but I know that it's starting to fill up. And if people are interested in learning more, I've got the information here. You can either call Steve Bertrand directly at 847 606-6065. Or you can email Steve at steve@stevebertrandtravel.com. And then, Dave, are there any special, like, party tricks that you're going to perform on the trip at all? Like, do you juggle or do you spin plates or are you known for, you know, how is your 100 bottles of beer on the wall during the bus drive? Do you know all the words?
I think there is going to be a Guinness tasting on this trip, so I'll be in line for that. But, you know, I got to tell you something. I saw Bill Murray. He came through with his little classical music, spoken word, and music thing that he did a couple months ago, and he covered a Van Morrison song from Autumn Sunset. I'm a huge Van Morrison fan, and he sang this song called "When Will I Ever Learn to Live in God," and it was just, I can't get it out of my head. That was a couple
really?
Months ago at the theater. So I'm just saying, with Van, you can just, I mean, what's going to be exciting for me about the trip is to connect the dots with the legacy of Irish literature and the type of the stuff that Van writes. I think it's I'm really, really excited about it.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, have a great trip. I hope we get lots of people to join you. The Van Morrison part of it is just one part
right.
of an amazing trip. You can also learn more to go to WGNradio.com/events. Dave Hoekstra, host of the Nocturnal Journal, brand new show coming up tonight. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And for no other reason other than fun uses of spam, I will definitely be tuning in.
I'll save some for you.
Thanks, Dave. Okay.
All right, thanks, you guys. I'm
not sure if I said this, but your news, Domitee, was sponsored by Espoma Organic Potting Soils. Thank you for that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Donna has been hanging on in Downers Grove. Donna, when we're done, I want you to hang on a little bit longer because we're going to send you out a Never Measure. Easily center, level, and hang your wall decorations fast. You'll eliminate the need to use a measuring tape or calculate fractions. Veteran-owned, made in the USA. Get yours at nevermeasure.com. How can I help you, Donna?
Hi. Well, thank you very much. I've got a question, and it's funny that the PermaSeal ad was on just a little bit ago. I have a sump pump in my basement, and, you know, the pipe that comes out, the PVC pipe that comes out into the yard, that,
yep.
you know, the water goes in there, it's making my yard swampy. It's very wet in spots. So I'm wondering, who do I get to bury that, or is it a French drain that they put in? I didn't know. Is it a plumber? Is it a landscaper? Who do I look for?
Let me ask you this. The pipe that comes out, is it just sticking out of the side of the house?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. And so right next to the house is where the problem is?
Well, it's where the pipe ends, because I've got a few extensions.
Oh.
Of the PVC pipe, trying to take it further away from the drainage, further away from the house.
Right.
So, but it, not only right in that area, but it seems like my land is not, that doesn't have good drainage because it just.
Right. Well, so water. Yeah. So here's the problem. You know, burying the pipe is the water still needs to go somewhere, and so.
Right.
Like PermaSeal actually will, a lot of times they'll come out with the pipe and they'll bury the pipe, but then they'll take it to a spot where they put this little thing called a bubbler pot, which...
What was it called?
It's called a bubbler pot.
Oh, okay.
So, you know in Wisconsin what they call a drinking fountain?
Yes.
What do they call it?
A drinking fountain.
No. Anybody from Wisconsin, they call it a bubbler. That's what they call it.
Okay.
Right. So it's got a little cap, like a little green, it's a little thing they put in the ground, and when the sump pump kicks on, the top goes up like a, you know, like a, almost like a teapot, a little sort of, and the top goes up, and then the water comes out. And so PermaSeal can help you with that, but also a landscape contractor can help you with that as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so... Okay. You could contact PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL, or if you have a landscape contractor, I'm sorry?
I wrote that down earlier.
Okay. And if you have a landscape contractor, that's somebody that can help you with that as well.
Okay. Is that called a French drain?
No. A French drain is more of a when you do gravel and you kind of let the soil absorb it. But based on how you're telling me this, your sump pump runs quite a bit, right?
Well, a few times a day.
Right. Even like on a day like today?
It went off once this morning.
Yeah. And it's not raining. So my concern with a French drain is that it's not going to be able to it's not going to be able to take the water enough of the water based on the quantity of times that your thing is running. So I would definitely do something like a bubbler pot and go that way. Hang on a second so we can send you out that Never Measure product. Let's go to Randy in Washington, Illinois. Randy, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, we bought a house about 3 years ago. It has a 15 by 20 AC2 decking. I don't think they ever properly sealed or did anything with it, so it's starting to splinter, and then its structure is still good. My thinking was I was wanting to take the belt sander and kind of smooth out all the splintering areas, the cracked areas, get it all smoothed back out. But then I was want to know what your recommendation would be, how to go from there as far as sealing it or.
Yeah, so sanding it is really critical. What I would do is some sanding, get it all smooth as possible. Then I would clean it. Using a deck cleaner, you can either use a pressure washer or you can just use a deck cleaner. And the manufacturer and the product I want you to use is Penifin. They make a deck cleaner and they make a rosewood oil-based deck stain, which is, as I mentioned, oil-based product. And you will you'll use a brush to put it on and then you'll wipe it away, almost like you're staining a table. Or a piece of furniture, and you'll put that stain down, and you're going to see it's going to look beautiful. Now, the cracking or, the kind of gaps you have, I don't want you putting any putty or anything on there because that'll come out. That's just how it's going to look. But when you put that nice stain in there, it's gonna really look nice. I really like that Penifin product, and you'll be real happy with that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Randy's calling in. Randy? Do you want a break or you want Randy? What would you like? Did you tell me to talk to Randy?
I did not.
You did. You said right here. Nope, you said Randy in Washington. Then it said quick call with Randy. Oh, Randy's the same person.
Love you. Break.
We'll be right back. Bye, bye, bye. Time for our last call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. At 312-981-7200, it's Barbara in Lincolnwood. Hi, Barbara. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. My ultimate question is, do I need a new sink or can it be repaired?
And you need a new sink. Tell me what you want.
All right. It's like a double. It's like a big sink, and then there's a small part. It's like divided in. Anyway, there's.
It's
like
a double sink. It's a double sink.
Right, but one is smaller, just for the disposal.
Right.
Okay. So then when I look at the drain, and it's made, it's like a composite kind of thing. It's not porcelain.
Okay.
Some weird product. Anyway, when I look at the drain, there was a crack, like, around the hole, but down in. It's like the drain is like a cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that whole thing has separated, the very bottom of the drain is like separated or broken from the rest of the drain cup. I mean, that's not cup isn't the right word, but that's the only way I know how.
So in other words, the metal strainer that's in the sink, that is together, but the actual sink around it is cracked.
Well, the strainer, no, because it's attached to the strainer. I mean, it's the strainer. Just a little above the strainer is where the
okay.
Crack
so and it's is it chrome?
No.
Is it metal?
I guess it is. Yeah.
Okay. My question is this: is it the sink that's cracked, or is it the whole drain assembly that's cracked?
It's just, it's a round, it's not a, it's a round crack, you know, because all around the hole, where the hole is.
But right. So it's, it isn't the sink. Okay, I'm going to stop you one more time. Do you like the sink?
I don't love it, but
okay.
I don't hate
it. Okay, so if you don't hate it, okay, hate's a strong word, Barbara.
Well, it's hard to clean.
Barbara, get a new sink. But I don't think you need a new sink. I think you just need a new basket strainer assembly. That basket if the sink is solid and there's no cracks on the sink, a plumber can come and take that basket assembly out, put a new one in, and it'll look just fine. That's not going to help you. That's not going to help you with the fact that you don't love the sink. If you want to love your sink, then go get a new one and buy one that you love. You'll be amazed at how the new sinks that are out there you will absolutely fall in love with, because there's been some transformation in the sink world where there's all kinds of beautiful sinks out there now. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Ferguson, thank you for pushing all the buttons. Domitee on news, and Joe on sports, and Lindsay for being the producer extraordinaire that you normally are. And John Williams is standing by. Happy Memorial Day, my friend.
You have the hardest working staff at your hardware store.
Well, because you show up, they're like giving you, you know, lending you things at 7 in the morning.
I thought I'd show up at 7 for the opening, but then I got there about 6:15, and they were out there working, and I said, you guys open at 7, right? Figuring, hey, they'll open up the doors 45 minutes early. And the guy looks at me and goes, no, 8. And I went, oh, I'm John Williams from. He goes, I know who you are.
I alerted them.
What are you doing here? And then the other guy goes, oh, yeah.
And what were you there for, John?
Bolt cutters.
Right. And last week when we spoke, because I wasn't going to be in the studio to bring you the bolt cutters, you said that once you had the bolt cutters, you would explain to the audience why you needed bolt cutters.
Boy, we are out of time, but thank you again, Lou, for lending me the bolt
cutters.
You're
not stealing bicycles in the neighborhood, are you?
You can win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. Nice show today, Lou. Goodbye.
Bye, John.
And thank you, sir. I love Lou Manfredini, and I know America does, too.